The Point English, Level 4, Part 1. School, Episode 1, Exchange Programs.
School is almost out for the summer. Tom, Peter and Melissa are sitting around slightly bored. It's been raining and they are not quite sure what to do about their summer plans. Suddenly, Anna bursts in.
Guess what, guys? I'm going on an exchange to Canada.
Where? Why? What for?
What do you mean? When are you going?
How come I don't know anything about that?
Hold your horses. I'm not leaving just yet. I have an information package and an application form. I need to answer all kinds of questions first. Fill in the questionnaire, obtain reference letters from teachers, have an interview, wait to get accepted, and I could be going next semester.
Wow, what a great idea. Would you be studying there for a full year? You would improve your French. Canada is a bilingual country, isn't it?
Yeah, they speak French and English there.
Well, I think I would only stay for one semester. I'd be living in Ontario, which is Anglophone, but I hope to take part in the French immersion programme.
What's that?
I think you can take some of your courses in French and some in English.
The Canadian government subsidises French language courses throughout the country to encourage Canadian citizens to be bilingual.
You mean, like, doing maths in French? That's crazy. How would you understand anything?
Well, not maths, you freak. But I could take any course I wanted. Since I should be getting ready for GCSEs, I could take geography or history, for example, and French class, of course. But I could also take a queer studies course or arts, such as modern dance.
Whoa, where would you be staying?
Well, it says in the brochure that I will be living with a host family. I guess the family of one of my peers there. And then she would come for an exchange to England and would stay with me.
I hope it's a good-looking chick with great cooking skills.
Peter!
Just kidding.
Listen to this. They want me to tell them about which foreign countries I visited. That's easy. I'll just write about our trip to Poland.
Good idea. Who can apply to take part in this exchange? Could you go anywhere else?
Anyone about 15, 16 years old, about to take their GCSEs, with a good academic record, an inquiring mind, and you can pretty much go anywhere in the world. Would you want to go, Tom?
Well, I'm not sure. I don't speak French.
You chicken. They speak English there too. You said it yourself.
You could always learn, but stop chit-chatting and help me figure out an answer to this question. How would I profit from a semester abroad?
Ooh, that's a tough one.